It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 363.
Whoa, what is going on, boys? How are you going?
Oh, not much.
I mean, I just said hello to the people that I've spent all day with. Hello again. So we're burning the midnight oil. This is a late ep. We're getting it out.
I mean, you say the midnight oil. Oh, it's 10 past five.
It is.
It's later than what I thought.
Well, it's late. I'm ready for bed, well, to
I was,
be honest.
To be honest, I was waiting because TNT had said that they were going to be getting the iMac.
Don't even start me. Four days we've been waiting for this thing. I mean, luckily we have been doing stuff around the office.
You have, you've been waiting for the computer to be able to do a piece of work.
Yeah, which I haven't been able to do. My machine wouldn't have been able to physically handle this fucking thing.
It feels like, I know it's got nothing, like it's not in your control.
Yeah.
But there is, there's an energy that I have which is slightly annoyed at you for no real reason.
Well, do you know, well then, hashtag fuck your TNT, because then Josh is annoyed at me.
Yeah, well, I just feel I think part of it's like, you know what, the finance, like I get triggered to the, I don't like how you're using the microphone right now. That's really annoying.
No, this is what we talked about the other day. I don't think it was on the show, but it was that really funny thing that Charlemagne the God, Breakfast Club host over in New York City, was just saying, when you work with people in close proximity, especially radio shows. I mean, this is kind of like, we spend more time than I did with my co-host of the Breakfast Radio Show, like Candy and Stacey. And you just find little things that just annoy you about each other. And it's not even that it's something bad that they do. It's just that you get annoyed. I remember going away as a kid with other kids on school holidays. And by the end of the 3 weeks, you know, you just hate the kid. You love him, but hate him.
It's even with partners. Like sometimes we have less energy for certain things.
And Charlemagne was saying that he's like, I just had this person in my life. I hated their hands. I hated how they move their hands. And it was just because you're spending too much time with them.
I think I hate when you're on the phone, which is annoying because you're a bit – well, because even you were talking about, I'm just going to take this call, and you're like, oh, I'm going to put on speaker. I was like, actually, I don't want it. Just in general.
I wanted to be on speaker because tomorrow is Fat Fridays, and we had an amazing offer from Marianne, who sent us an inbox. She's seen me with Craig Harper. That's where I met her, on one of Craig Harper's weekend retreat camps that he does. And then she's followed along with what I've been doing online and Craig Harper on our show. So she's become, I guess, someone who likes our show. So now she's into you, JJ. You should be loving this. So she said, I want to pay it forward and I want to shout you guys Fat Fridays. And she came up with the idea, which was, I can either give you some money, which I'd feel a bit bad about just taking cash.
I feel like it's in your personality.
Nah, definitely not. No, I'd take – no, what her second suggestion was, I mean, I'd take cash if we were actually doing something, but I feel like it's just like, here's a bit of cash. I mean, if you were willing to give thousands of dollars for us on a Friday, we'd be happy. I'd take that cash. But she said, no, I can also.
So your problem is she's not giving you enough cash.
No, I feel like, okay, so the alternative idea that she brought forward was, how about I get you a surprise Uber Eats order? I thought that's fun. That's fun because otherwise, you know, I feel like she's just doing the sending of the cash via bank transfer or something, which is like.
EFT feels. Yeah,
it feels weird. It feels like an Ash Williams move.
Yeah,
because he got $200 to go buy a bottle of champagne and pour on his feet, but he had to make a video of.
Yeah, I'd do that. We could give that a go.
Send cash. Josh will champagne his feet.
But can I actually just mention some? I love burgers. I love pizza. I love lollies. I love sweet food.
What's this for?
Tomorrow.
Surprise. We're giving Marianne a heads up. Okay, great. Because I was just going to tell her on the phone, but.
Well, you wanted to do speaker. You're like, hey, I'll get Marianne on. You should chat. I was like, I just.
Well, I don't know her. It was a lovely gesture, but I also just wanted to make it feel like it's something for the team. And so I said, let's put it on loudspeaker, and you got,
It was just because you're annoying me. And so I was just like, I just can't. There's something more. If someone's annoying and you add speakerphone, everything. Is you right, Mr. 97?
Yeah, no, one of my ears is just
just popping.
He's sort of like doing like a. Yawn thing, like he's about to vomit. No. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, look, you've got no reason to be pissed off at me.
I know.
I mean, I've got every right to be fucking pissed off at you, to be honest.
Why?
Do you realise that yesterday you broke our streak of in studio wearing black and white. And so I've just gone against the grain. I'm wearing grey now. This is how fucking loose I am. Yesterday, you wore a gross grey jumper.
That's a really nice grey. It's the same grey as that.
No, I know. I'm just.
It's a nice grey.
It's a bit small. It's a bit weird.
Small?
It's a bit silly.
I like that jumper.
No, but I don't think.
Don't you guys like that jumper? I think 3D Dills complimented me on that.
I complimented.
It was a knit. It was a nice knit.
Yes.
It was a nice jumper.
Very old.
Yeah, but in a winter sort of. Can you show me your hands for a sec? Okay, no,
are they annoying you, Joe?
They were annoying me a bit. But no, to close the loop on the, I think because I put the TNT thing with the iMac thing, where all the financing happened, so it feels like there's been.
It was out of my control. We weren't here.
I know, but it just feels like, and I know it's complete luck, but I'm like, geez. The iMac that I organized is fucking doing brilliantly over there. And Tommy's like, what do you mean it's not coming? Like, I know that it's out of your control, horrible. But it seems like the iMac that I organized has arrived.
It was a horrible experience. It came yesterday. So I was burning the midnight oil waiting for it until about 5:30 yesterday.
For the other one.
Then I was on the phone. But anyway, so you've broken the streak. What happened? You didn't even think about it.
No, it was a new studio. No, I knew what I was doing.
What do you mean, new studio? We'd filmed with this desk.
New space, like moving to new space.
Nah, you didn't have an idea. Clue.
I definitely did. No, I did. I was like.
So it wasn't spoken amongst the team, was it?
I think the amazing thing was that if you only realized, because you commented.
Yeah, I only realized when I was watching the video back. I was like.
I could have told you.
Fuck. Well, you didn't mention it.
Yeah, I was just sort of like, I think it's sort of, like I did, I was. When I was looking, you know, I've got body dysmorphia.
I know body dysmorphia would be that you have an amazing rig and you think it's a horrible rig. Is that body dysmorphia?
No, my mum said something really funny. She was a little bit overweight at the time. She said, I've got body dysmorphia. Every time I look in the mirror, I see a fat woman. Which is funny because that's not that is not body dysmorphia, mum. That's just but she's mum's actually looking great at the moment, to be clear.
Mate, I've said your mum's a fox.
Yeah, but she's actually mum and dad have been going walking and stuff, and so it's really I think it's because with my little niece Charlotte, they've gone over to North Carolina to see her.
They want to impress?
Yeah, I think there's a sense of like got to be lean for the in-laws.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we all set goals for other people. Like it should be for us, right?
Yeah.
But I guess if it's an incentive and you get it done.
I did feel if you watch the woolen jumper knit, it was slightly annoying. I felt like I looked bigger than what I do when I wear black.
Yeah, interesting. I mean,
did you think that?
Not at all. I didn't even know you fucking were wearing it next day.
You were actually on the phone to TNT.
I was concerned of TNT. Anyway, so tomorrow we're going to have a surprise Uber Eats order. I've got to call Miriam after this and organise it. So, yeah, as you said, burgers. He likes sweet things. He likes.
I'm doing a two-day today. So I've only had the mocha.
Yeah.
The strong mocha.
That would be close to 200 cals, don't you think?
Yeah, maybe. And I had a magic as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm probably at about 450 cals and I
for a 200 day
and I've just had
500 days. I was thinking 200. Yeah, that always fucks with my head. Yeah. Anyway, I worked out something cool. You can it asked me today when I was paying Mason, and it said, "Do you want to add this to Siri? This payment?"
Okay.
It was like you can create a prompt and you can. So if Mason got my phone,
I don't want you to do payroll by Siri.
So if I get my phone and I say, pay Mason, should I do it? Will you send the money back to us if it goes through to you?
Yeah.
Okay, good boy. Pay Mason. What's happening?
Put it near the
mic. Oh, it's opening Combank.
Open.
It's opening. It's not making a noise.
Where's this going?
Oh, wow. Okay, so it saves the amount that I pay you every fortnight and then it... So brings it up.
The $10,000.
Like I could literally send him 10 grand right now. I could just press pay. That's pretty fucking cool. I didn't know. Like when I was setting it up, I was like, is this going to pay him another bit? I don't want to pay him a month in advance. You know, fucking hell. 40 grand's a lot, you know?
That was interesting.
Anyway, so I just thought that was pretty cool. Like, and you can set it up for other stuff. So, but it'd be more like pay my phone bill or unless you have it on direct debit or like pay rent. So Siri
that's handy.
Offering some – and now she's just fuck off. Oh, fuck off, Siri.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Yeah, most people don't when I tell them to fuck off.
Well, I told you that they've criticized Siri for being too submissive.
What? Like, yeah, because you can. Yeah, she is submissive. So why is she submissive?
Well, because a couple of nerds have designed a bloody perfect woman. And the engineers have all been like, oh, you know what would be funny when we. What was that? It was a horn?
A horn going on.
It was a train, I reckon.
Train? It's TNT. Just can't get out the fucking dead end street that we work on.
There would actually
Hope it burns the car down.
It'd be funny if Mr. 97 had a horn any time we're going into territory that feels inappropriate. Oh,
yeah.
I feel like he would be great with that.
Yeah. He can get a bit loose himself. So I never know where he lies. Like, I never know where the line is for the guy.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? When you were. I don't know what you must have left and we were here for a little bit. What were we doing? Getting the show live or something?
Yeah.
Anyway, Mr. 97, we had some music pumping.
Yeah.
You would have heard today we were upstairs and we could hear Mr. 97, or no, we were downstairs and we could hear Mr. 97 singing.
To be honest, you said, like, can you hear that? And then I listened. I thought it was just the music coming out of the speakers for a while, but. Is there something you want to tell us, mate? Have you got some vocal, some pipes on you? The voice?
So this is the bit that I think is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Mr. 97 revealed some information.
What did he reveal?
You can use your voice. What did you tell me?
I used to be part of the Australian Boys Choir.
Did you, baby boy? Oh, that's so cute. Far out. What a catch.
Yeah.
It's so, it is cute. Amy is going to love that. She loves you anyway, mate.
I'll send you a photo of me in uniform.
Oh, yes. Fuck. I can imagine 12 some years short ago. Shorts, maybe a little bow tie.
Nah, there's one in like a suit sort of thing and another where we're doing a performance and I'm in like a robe that looks like I'm in a cult. It's full on. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're in the squeegee caring cult, baby boy.
Wow. I thought that was, and so the thing is that, What shocked me was that Mr. 97 managed to like go for as long as he has without telling us. That's strange.
He's the gift that keeps giving, really. He's we've found out this week there's a bunch of firsts, and now this is the first to our knowledge that you're a singer. Is there like positions in the choir that you have your role?
No, I've got no idea.
Okay.
I was in there for like maybe like 6 months.
How old were you?
This was in 2007.
So you How were old
so
were
like
you?
8.
You were 8.
Yeah.
What? Who got you into it? Why did you do it?
They came to our school and we had like singing trials where you were listening.
It sounds like cult.
Yeah, I know. No, it was literally like you.
It sounds like the plot of Bring It On.
you even sat in a circle to do your singing trials and they just went around and then you got sent a letter like weeks
You've
later.
You made it.
Yeah. Well, and I think so anyway. That's what
and,
I remember.
And so you made it? You made it in?
Clearly did.
Yeah.
And do you think you have a great voice? Like, do you think it's a good voice?
Nah, I think it changed after my voice broke. Like, it used to be like little kids, you can sing real high.
You weren't as fortunate as Bieber. Broke in the great way.
Well, Mr. 97 does like a lower. Like, he always goes lower than
does
what
he?
I. Yeah.
It's because he can't hit higher notes.
Well, he knows his range.
Well, the thing is, I don't let that stop me. That's the thing. Like, I like to call it falsetto. I do a bit of falsetto. Do you know what falsetto is?
Nah.
What does falsetto mean? I thought you were saying like false. Like
I thought that's what it was.
Falsetto. Falsetto. I thought it was
it's not
word.
False.
Singing higher notes than the normal range.
But is it spelled two words? False.
No, it's one word.
Oh, yeah, you broke it up. That's why I thought it was like a joke.
I thought you were taking the piss.
Yeah, me too. Fuck, it would have been a good joke if it was a joke. It wasn't. It was funny without even meaning it. Well done, mate.
Falsetto.
Falsetto. And so what is it? You can go high. What was the definition?
You can sing higher notes than your normal range.
Okay.
Can we get you to sing something for
Absolutely
us?
Absolutely
not. Yeah. You won't do it?
Nah.
Come on, baby boy.
What about if we got Cyan Tade, who used to be an opera singer?
Yeah, wow.
We could do some form of Gronk Squad singing.
I mean, Josh Pittman, he's our in-house fat man that's a skinny man. That's a rip man, actually.
He's got
the voice of a big fat opera singer.
That's what he sounds like upstairs.
A fiddle. Anyway, maybe we could. I'd love to do a film clip of you.
I'm worried about copyright. That's the only reason I couldn't think of a domain, like public domain song that you could sing.
To be honest,
what about Happy Birthday? don't know if that's in the public domain, actually. It's
man,
not, is
that
it?
Is a...
That's one people...
Copyright. That's yeah. really... That's
it's
up there.
It's expensive and shit, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we don't want to get
But
done.
I feel like it's very common. Are they, I mean, who the fuck is monitoring that?
Yeah, but if they sued us, they would work out that it's not one of our birthdays.
So do you reckon that's what it's based on?
No, I don't know. If you, I wouldn't have a clue.
That was a fucking joke, by the way.
They're arseholes.
They're not going to say...
Who even wrote it, Happy Birthday? Can you look up who wrote Happy Birthday?
If it's on your birthday, you can sing it.
That would be nice. But you can't reap
a license for one day a year.
Yeah.
What's this, what is the song that's public domain that we know of?
Advance Australia Fair. I mean, it's in a bit of a hot water at the moment. They're trying to have that change. So
could you,
I mean, we could still, before
could
it
just,
goes out.
Could you just do like a couple of notes?
Nah.
Did you not?
Nah.
It's like you're surprised that this has happened.
What do you mean?
Well, because I told you, I'm like, oh, that's great information. I'm going to bring it up on the show.
Yeah.
Did you not then join the dots that...
You were going to make me sing?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course it is.
Okay. So, because you just seem quite surprised.
I think I think we've also got a secret singer in the building.
Too. Oh, we do.
3D deal.
Yeah.
Our premises is quite secure, as you'd know.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And he was staying back late.
Staying back, burning the midnight oil. We just got the new mixer.
Well, I did. I said to TJ, I was like, I did mention to Dill before I left, feel free to use the mixer and sing.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it sounds great. And what even sounds better is when I logged onto the security camera and I had a live show.
That's hilarious.
And I screen recorded it. Did you?
Which is a slight invasion of privacy. I think that we probably.
I'd never seen someone go harder. It was amazing.
Yeah.
There was no booze involved. It wasn't some karaoke. I mean, I liked your voice.
Look at this photograph.
What was the song that you were singing?
I can't remember.
There were so many of them.
Yeah, there was so many.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, I had fun.
I'll show you the video. We should just put a can we put a little snippet of it up?
Yeah, we'll put a
snippet. It was so nice.
To be clear, we never record the security camera.
But I thought it was such a nice thing.
It's hilarious.
It was great. We don't record the security camera because that would be creepy.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, no. We're getting a new security system which will record everything.
Yeah.
So you won't be able to move in here without being recorded, which I think is fair because
it's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a premises.
Yeah. It's a premises.
But I just loved it. And it had this like a shot silhouette is like your back lit up by the lights.
Really?
I think you had the new studio lights on, so it was like looked
I
really
don't know
cool.
If you did. No studio lights.
But I did the old screen record from my phone.
I can't even remember. This.
But it was this really good song that I'd. So you were singing top 50.
That was it? Well, actually, can we point out the fact that not only did that happen, but I said. 3D Deal was pumping out a song and it sounded great. I said, can I record you? And I'll send it to Tommy. And
did
so
say,
I...
Did he say no?
And so I said, no, he said, yeah. So I sent it to you on iMessage. The problem was that I did it on 3D Deal's phone and it also sent to our locksmith.
So there's a group chat.
There's a group chat.
You didn't even respond.
Yeah.
I didn't. I left it.
Did Mitch the locksmith respond?
No, he didn't respond.
Really?
All he got was just a, you know, great video of 3D Deal belting out some tunes.
I thought it was a video of you, Josh.
No, it was a video of you. Yeah. That's why I was so embarrassed for you. Yeah, look at it now. Just have it.
I want to
look
double
at this
check
photograph.
It definitely wasn't that soon. But here we go.
Oh, it's fun. Like we've been thinking a lot about the cameras and
sort of
outside the building and what we can capture. The CCTV stuff is so fun.
Yeah,
it's so fun.
I've told you the story of Mum saying to me because I recorded. I didn't even record Mum and Dad, but I
intended to.
No, but I got I had an amplifier, a big speaker.
Yeah.
And I put the speaker in my room and then I had an XLR cable because I got a long one, which I was very excited about. I put the mic under the couch, put the cable into the speaker in my room and turned it up full volume. And because it was so far away, it wouldn't squeal. There was no like feedback.
Old school effect, yeah.
And so I could just like listen. And mum found it and she just said, "You are sick."
Classic. Yeah. What was she? I mean, that's Why? What was she gonna? What were you gonna hear?
Probably like, what are we gonna do with him? He's just like, he's just out of control.
Should we send him to that place?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the big threat.
Boarding school.
Yeah.
No. Did you get boarding school threat.
All the other brothers did.
They got boarding school threat.
But I never got that. It was Mum was always saying that she was threatening that she was gonna take me to the doctor and they would find out that I had ADD and they were gonna put me on meds.
Oh,
and I was just like, no, you can't medicate me, which is maybe why I've got pushback on going to a psychologist, because Mum set up.
I told you it's all stemmed from that.
Mm.
It's all stemmed from Mama.
Yeah.
It does. It all stems from our childhood. I had a moment, and I didn't talk about this straight after because I was too emotional. Mm-hmm. My mum, which pissed me off, Mum said to me after it happened over the weekend, she said, don't bring this up on the show.
Well, here we go.
And so I'll bring it up on the show now because I feel a bit better. But Bodhi got in a bit of trouble at daycare.
Uh-huh.
And so he hit a kid in the eye with a stick.
Oh.
And this is all we hear. He hit a kid in the eye with a stick and the kid had a black eye, couldn't open it. And I was like, it was coming secondhand. This woman didn't see it happen. And the way they just said it is like, you just hit, you know, so you don't understand. Like, kids are always throwing shit at each other.
You don't.
There's a difference between me smashing in the face right now aggressively and a kid just going like, they don't get it, right? Yeah. And so I've worked out I'm severely triggered. Like, I could not stop crying it makes me emotional thinking about it. But I was like, thinking about myself as a kid, and then I was like thinking about these teachers saying however they communicate what has happened.
Mm.
It just triggers me so bad from childhood.
Why did your mum say don't talk about it on the show?
Because I was crying and I was emotional. I was crying at Mum's place.
So you're crying. She's like, Thomas, don't bring it up on the show, please.
She didn't call me Thomas, but she said as I was leaving, because she has a filter now that anything she says, she's like, oh, that's going to be on the show, isn't it?
It's like the time that the only time that I've known you outside of 3D Dill to privately record something, not let them know, was your mum saying, geez, he was so fat on a shot of me. He's got this footage of it, but then she covers it up and said, he looks so good now, but wow. He was huge.
Sorry, Mum. I haven't even told Mum that.
Have you still got that video?
I reckon I could find it. I have to sift through a bit.
Yeah. We couldn't.
But I'd literally just come in and she was looking at it. So she didn't know that I was like.
Recording, yeah.
Yeah.
And he said, Mum, what did you say?
I mean, you were so fat. Now you look so great.
Like, the thing is, there's no problem. Like, if anything, I feel like the one problem I have with my story is maybe that it puts too much pressure on not being fat. Like, it's okay to be fat.
I mean, if you're unhealthy, it's not that great to be
fat. Yeah, I know. But I think it seems convenient. It's like junkie. Like, you know, we talk about junkies. We talk about fat. Like, being junkie is actually, like, really sad.
It's very sad. And being severely overweight is really sad because it's not a great quality of life.
I worry about trivializing.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I was thinking about the sensitivity around calling, stating somebody's fat. And it's been a thing for a long time. You can't, like, stating someone is obese, which is unless it's medically, there's a medical condition happening, it's a self-inflicted thing, right? And so it's like, but it is also like there's emotion involved and it's people's identity. So it is like, I get what you mean. It's getting more and more taboo, and it has been for quite some time, to call somebody fat.
Well, some cultures, I think, are more okay with it. My old girlfriend, Shruti, when I was in year 7 or 8, I remember her mum looking in the rearview mirror.
How many girlfriends have you had?
Like 4.
Okay, so you had 4. I thought there was only 2, so you could just
4.
Yeah.
My ex.
My Shruti. Only other girlfriend.
Yeah. My ex. I don't know if you can say my ex. Yeah, my ex was actually. Shruti's 4. My ex was 13.
Shruti's like, had 14 boyfriends since and discovered that she's actually bisexual. Now she's had 17.
Are you just talking about. That's quite defamatory.
And then she went back to.
Are you just saying like Shruti's had some crazy
life? I mean, I don't know what. Well, I'd love to see a photo of Shruti right now. Because you've talked about her a lot on this show. I think it could be time to bring your girlfriend back into
the ex.
Your ex back in. But it's so long ago.
Bree doesn't like what I talk about, Shruti. It's just
so funny.
She's so triggered by this. You can't talk about your ex, you know?
There is a lot of time in relationships. I think there is a time frame in relationships where speaking about your ex and stuff isn't the place to go.
But Shruti's mum, I remember, I won't do the accent. Or should I do the accent?
No, I think I know more about Shruti's family and their businesses than Bree's family.
It's true, because her dad was the head chef at the curry club on Bridge Road.
Exactly. But you are a nostalgic guy, so we need some more history with Bree for you to then get nostalgic.
I mean, I've only been with Bree for 11 years. But no, I remember she... Shruti's mum looked at me from the rear. She was looking. I was in the back or whatever with Shruti. Probably. I don't think we even kissed. She kissed Lachlan on a spin the bottle.
While you're with her?
No.
Okay. No, that's good.
But
that would have been weird.
But Shruti's mum said, "You should drink more water, Josh."
Why?
Well, because I was a bit fat.
Oh.
And I think it's like it's one of those things where it's okay culturally.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable doing her accent based on, you know.
Having dated her, the history.
But also, no, but it wasn't Shruti, it was Shruti's mum. But the fact that it's like it feels like a very cultural, like.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, an Indian thing. Like it seems like an Indian thing, which is like they love calling out stuff like if you're a bit fat.
Yeah. And so maybe in India that you can just, oh, fat boy. Like you can call people fat. Maybe that's a thing. There's like. That's what I love about the world. The shit is different all across the globe. Yeah. Is there anything 3D deal like
in Canada can say?
No, I mean it's pretty similar to here.
Yeah,
culturally wise, there's not a whole lot of difference.
We need a new intern that's you know,
for a little bit more exotic.
From India. A bit more exotic. A bit more
a bit more exotic.
I can be very
worldly.
Exotic.
Worldly, you know.
What could you do that's exotic?
Ride a polar bear into my igloo.
It's cold as fuck where you're from, bro.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's my favorite thing is saying, oh, geez, it's cold to hear 3D deal going, nah, it's actually hot.
They're like, it's 7 degrees. It's fucking freezing. I'm like, no, 7 degrees is warm.
Just we'll finish off. A few compliments. Amy thinks the show sounds amazing on the new audio setup. Had a few comments come through on... this is Bree's calling through.
I won't answer it. Yeah. I'll answer it just to stop it and just tell her, hey, Bree, the Daily Talk Show can't hear you because we don't have it connected, but we're doing the show right now.
We're in the middle of talking about Josh's ex, so we'll finish
talking about
Shruti. Finish up the call.
About Shruti. I hope you're okay. Hi, Mirta. I hope you're okay with me talking about my ex. Okay, great. All right, I love you. Yeah. Bye.
She doesn't even believe you had an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
She's the other one.
So compliments.
Yeah, show sounds great. Lots of nice encouragement coming through from Instagram and LinkedIn about the new studio. Guys, we're very close to getting this to what I will call locked off phase one of the Daily Talk Show studio.
It's about of this studio.
Of this studio, phase one. We're moving into phase two. There will be live streaming set up. I shouldn't even say. Anyway,
lots
said
happening.
Too much. But I said too much.
That's normally my job, isn't it?
Loose lips, Jansen.
Mr. 97, any admin?
No, not really.
None.
Oh, fucking hell, mate.
Absolutely none. Are you kidding me?
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, no. Aside from the feedback on the studio
that I've already said.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't worry, mate. Settle down. I'll take your job. So we've also got the Daily Talk Show hats. We found a new supplier. They're getting printed. We've seen the mock-ups today. Yeah. These are coming very soon, and these will be sent out with the squeegee.
If you've got a squeegee. But we also did get another – I need to wee, so we've got
my
to
wife's downstairs
okay.
too.
Okay. We did get one Apple podcast.
Yeah.
I read the one that says Guaranteed Giggles.
No, I haven't heard this one.
Five stars from Basil BGC. They write, Guaranteed Giggles. Tommy and Josh bring the flavor each and every day. You don't need to be in the media industry to get a bunch of value out of the pod, but it's an added bonus if you're in the biz, serving up quality banter every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every
no
day.
Why.
It couldn't
every
sound
day.
More white saying
every
that.
Every day.
You could not sound more white.
Anyway, tomorrow it's Fat Fridays.
I've actually got a call.
Okay.
Marianne, I've got to
put her on speaker.
Yeah.
And please, if you're watching on YouTube, I've noticed that the people who watch the videos that are subscribed yep. is going up. So the people who are not subscribed yep. going down, which is great.
Right. We want subscribers.
Means, yeah.
Smash that subscribe button.
Yeah. Smash this like button. Yeah. If you are watching yeah, and you've gone this far, just press like.
Give it a little like.
Yeah. Anything you want to say 3D deal before we go?
No, just like, subscribe.
Great.
All keep on, live a good life.
Live a good life.
Oh, right, mate. What is this profound shit you're spitting?
Yeah, I told you. He's fucking Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow, guys.